Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Carrie L., and this is Carrie L.'s Heartlink Show. And as I connect to as many hearts as possible, we are creating more freedom, light, and love, one interview at a time. My programs will bring you insights into the great awakening that is underway on planet Earth as we approach 2012. I'll be keeping you abreast of the latest tools available for anchoring a greater and healthier reality into your life. I'll be interviewing leading-edge experts in the metaphysical, scientific, paranormal, and spiritual realms. Stay tuned for the next hour as I speak with Terrence Gardino. He is a Hollywood astrologer, and he's been on my show before, and he has kindly agreed to fill in today. The last minute, we had Lynn McTaggart canceled, which was a real disappointment. But I do know that things happen for a reason, and so now we get to find out what's really happening astrologically that is going on right now. So I'm looking forward to this. So you can also, at the bottom of the hour, if you want to call in and ask questions, that would be great. And we have 800 numbers available on the Internet. So let me introduce myself first. I'm Carrie L., and I am a transformational counselor, coach, and educator. And at the Heartlink Institute, I train others to become counselors and life coaches. So go to my website, heartlinkinstitute.com, and learn more about my counseling as well as the classes I offer, both online as well as at the Institute. And just take a moment now, and I'd like you to relax. Take a deep breath and just release all the burdens of the day. Let them go. And let sacred love flow through you now. And the blessing of the day comes from the Gayatri Prayer. Let us focus on that effulgent light from which the whole universe is projected. May this inner sun enlighten our minds and hearts. And may we awaken as that light. All right, well, great things are coming your way, and let me introduce my guest now, and that is Terrence Gardino, and he is a wonderful astrologer, and we've had him on before and had a lot of people wanting him back, so he is back with us, and he is a consultant, a teacher, a lecturer, and author of the book, The Seasons of Astrology. And today we're going to be discussing the astrological climate and the energies that we're dealing with currently. And he has also had his own TV show and has done that. That was a while ago, but that was for 20 years, Terrence. That's an amazing record. And so in addition, I know you've been on so many different radio and TV shows, and just welcome to our show. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you, Carrie L.
And so, and you know what? I realized after I posted all this information about you that you have moved.
Yes, Pluto has moved into Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn, and my life has changed. I'm no longer a Hollywood astrologer. I've now relocated to Palm Springs, California.
All right. Well, we'll just call you the Palm Springs astrologer.
Why not?
Capricorn, boy, what's happening with all that energy? Can you share with us, what do you want to talk about today?
Oh, we can talk about so much. The big thing is that Pluto went into Capricorn, which is a 248-year cycle. Pluto is about transformation. Pluto will be in Capricorn now until 2023. And so Pluto is transforming all things ruled by Capricorn, including Capricorns like myself. Capricorn represents economics and business and rules and regulations. And you're going to see sweeping, profound changes in all those areas. I'm really encouraged, finally, about Barack Obama and the new government, because I'm old enough that I've heard so many political promises, and I even go back to the 70s when we were going to change our energy system and have, you know, better fuel and get rid of oil. Remember those days?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing happened. And I even remember the Great Recession in the early 90s and how, because of all the greed of the 80s, that we were going to be more sensible. Well, it got even worse, you know, as towards the end of the 90s. But now I'm much more encouraged, because you tend to believe more the planetary aspects rather than, politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moving into a significant new chapter. First time since America was formed, which was the last time Pluto was in Capricorn. And I think there's going to be some very profound, sweeping changes in everything. And it's going to be, and Pluto's the principle of breaking down and destroying that which isn't working anymore, but then rebuilding anew and making it better. So the pain that we may all have to go through to some degree over these coming years may be, intense. But I'm very optimistic that we're finally going to be changing, overhauling and changing things for the better. And the New Deal under Franklin Roosevelt, brought us Social Security and the FDIC and a lot of protection. It's now time for the 21st century to take it to the new, a new global market, all these new technologies, and make us bring more protection again.
Wow. Well, that's good news. I'm very optimistic, obviously. I like to look at the better picture on the other side of things. Could it, though, mean that Capricorn is representing also the breakdown of the Democratic Party over the next few years? We had Sagittarius. It was wonderful. It was almost like, all right, now the time to switch to the next party to be transformed. During the 8 years we had Bush, we had Pluto and Sagittarius.
Right.
And now we get to switch over to the Earth energy, and of course the Democratic Party is the Earth energy. And it's interesting. Could it be layers of things going on?
Well, it's always layers. But Sagittarius, if we just deal with the basics of astrology, deals with the world. Emotionally or psychologically, it deals with exuberance and optimism.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of expansion. And then dealing with more world events. But with Pluto, there was going to be a dark shadow side of that, that would come up, that we would have to learn from. And basically, Pluto rules the underworld, Sagittarius deals with international affairs, and so that's when international terrorism came into our consciousness for everybody. From 1995 through 2008.
But now we're moving into wide open. We opened our consciousness to the whole planet. Incredible.
Let's go back to that. What is the internet? That only started for the regular person like in 93, as I recall.
Yes.
I think I just got my first website in 95.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was Pluto moving into Sag. And so that was, as you just reminded me, that was the whole global community starting to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the gift of Pluto and Sag. There's always the light and now the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're moving into Capricorn. And Capricorn is going to be, instead of where the Sagittarius was all that exuberance of all the possibilities, now Capricorn is now time to get down to work and to nail down that which is real and that which was just fantasy, you know, or was, it doesn't apply anymore, just get rid of it. That Capricorn can really start focusing, making real. I just think that perhaps a lot of the dreams of the last 13 years of Pluto in Sagittarius can now start becoming more real, or that which is real can start becoming more solidified.
So the dream doesn't end. We get to put it into more practical terms.
Yeah, that's the Capricorn.
Yeah. Well, and it could be meaning that rather than on a global scale, we're looking more domestically the crisis, obviously, that we're currently undergoing right now is keeping us focused here in the United States. What do you see happening here?
Oh, well, let's talk about some really good stuff here. Jupiter is moving into Aquarius on January the 5th, a couple of weeks. And it's a 12-year cycle. The last time Jupiter was in Aquarius, so people can reflect back, was mostly all of 1997. But Jupiter has entered Aquarius as of 1998. And so that was after Jupiter had already left Aquarius. Then Jupiter moved into Aquarius. And it's continuing in Aquarius until 2012. So all of 2009 will be in Aquarius, Neptune will be in Aquarius. And also in February into March, Mars, which is a two-year cycle, will also be in Aquarius. You're going to have this three-planet lineup just days after Barack Obama takes office. Mm. And Aquarius is, of course, has so much to do with community service. It deals with humanitarian efforts, deals with innovation, technology. Now, Jupiter is going to expand all of that and bring the promise and the optimism. But having Jupiter align with Neptune, I wrote about this on my website, people can go to. But the last time this would have been would be 168 years ago, because that's the cycle of Neptune. Neptune has so much to do with faith and healing and religion. It will more down to earth. It deals with medicine and philanthropy. And Jupiter in Aquarius, and Aquarius is all that community service, all that wanting, all that brotherhood and humanitarian efforts. I think that even as the world economically is in such dire straits, I think that's going, the Jupiter-Neptune in 2009 is only going to bring out more of the good and more of the charity. I think, as opposed to people being more self-involved with their jobs and making money because of all the pain around the world, I think it's going to also start to really instill more compassion.
Yeah, wow.
And that Jupiter-Neptune will be exact like the end of May 09, the beginning of July 09, and then towards Christmas 2009. Those are the important dates, but all year you're going to see all things Neptune, from healing and medicine to self-sacrificing and faith and religion. All of that really wants to expand our consciousness.
Also, water is represented there somehow. Is it possible that we could have droughts or
well, if we start looking at it that way, it could be Neptune, as you said, is the ruler of the seas and the oceans. And that could be, I would think, rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Pluto
or
and Capricorn
if it's a bad aspect, it could be the opposite.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it could be a negative.
It could also be, yes.
Floods, too.
Too much, yes, floods. Jupiter overdoing it. Too much water in some areas. And with Capricorn, is, you know, deals with the deserts, and it's arid and it's dry and it rules the mountains. And so that's an indication of more of the global warming. Some parts of the world is going to be drier and others are going to be wetter.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be major flooding, come to think of it, during those periods of Jupiter to Neptune. But I think, like with that tsunami, and how several years ago in the Indian Ocean, and how it brought tremendous support around the world, that Jupiter-Neptune would really bring a lot of this community service. I think because Barack Obama has an Aquarius rising,
yes,
and all these planets are in Aquarius, and his Jupiter, when he was born, is at 0 degrees of Aquarius. So as we go right into January, he begins his Jupiter return. And that's always begins a whole new 12-year cycle of hope and exuberance. But I think one of his promises was to bring some type of a national community task force. You know, JFK brought us the Peace Corps, and Obama was talking about other kinds of governmental services to kind of jumpstart more community private services, right? And I really believe that that can happen because that's the essence of Aquarius, which is going to be unbelievably strong with the Jupiter, Neptune, and Mars alignment, particularly February, March. But also, Barack Obama has his Jupiter in Aquarius, and he has an Aquarius rising.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
Let's
real
hope
optimistic.
It's the positive. You know, some many different ways this could turn. But you are seeing a kind of a positive indication with Obama. Is that your take on what's happening with his selection for his teams and so forth? What's your impression so far?
I'm really impressed.
Okay.
He's a Leo. His sun is in hard angle to Neptune. And the positive of that is the visionary, the dreamer. His sun is in the sixth house, so is his Mercury. The sixth house sector is the worker, you know, really getting his hands dirty and really getting in there. But the sixth house in basic astrology is also the sector of service. And remember, he left Harvard and went into community service. And that's his Aquarius rising. The rising is sort of the filter of how he sees the world, the filter through which he sees the world. Aquarius is very the humanitarian. And then with that sun in that sixth house of service and his sun in angle to Neptune, he's the dreamer. He's the visionary, and he really wants to make a difference. Yes, it's going to take a lot to turn this consciousness of America and the bureaucracy around, because there's still half of Washington wants to resist everything. But he finally is somebody, knowing his chart and everything he's saying, and then knowing that Pluto's in Capricorn, and I know there's going to be a significant reform of regulation, business, and economics. So he's the perfect match, the perfect person for this Pluto and Capricorn, along with that Jupiter-Neptune once-in-a-lifetime alignment here in 2009, to really bring the common people together and to help, you know, it's really bringing back democracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has apparently two teams of lawyers, two companies that are into trying to see how they can shift all the regulations that Bush has put into place and to turn back the clock. I'm laughing only because it is kind of a bit job beyond belief that they can, you know, what they can do about what Bush has done. But
well,
it is possible. Anything's possible.
Yes, but this is how I look at the gift of George Bush. What George Bush brought to us, in not being too cynical, is that he made it so bad internationally and nationally that it's really helping us make a difference in the future. Because if it was just the same old politics and the same old economics, we wouldn't be so fearful and we wouldn't be so motivated to make a real change.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were apathetic. The country kind of fell asleep. And now it's hopefully mostly awake. Or awakening, certainly.
And also, Jupiter, Neptune, Aquarius. Aquarius deals with science and technology. Neptune has a lot to do with medicine and healing. And I think with the Jupiter really expanding all of that, one, we're going to see a lot more scientific advancements, more medical advancements and breakthroughs. And Barack Obama, you know, has that... that Nobel physicist leading, what is he, because the Secretary of Energy? And so bringing science back, bringing stem cell research back, I can't even believe it ever went away since we're the most technological advanced country in the world, but somehow we regressed. But sometimes, perhaps like a slingshot, you got to pull it way back so it can snap further forwards later on. Mm-hmm. So I'm really kind of excited.
Well, there's a lot on Obama's plate, no question. I just hope a year from now he still has the energy and motivation to see the 4 years through.
Well, okay,
he's a Leo
with an Aquarius rising. Those are fixed signs. Fixed signs are personalities who are stubborn.
All right.
So that's good. And his moon's in Gemini, which makes him very, very bright and versatile, so he can walk and talk and chew gum at the same time. But it's in hard angle to Pluto, and Pluto rules Scorpio, which is another fixed sign. So his moon Pluto makes him very stubborn and determined. His Leo Aquarius, you know, he's relentless. He's a dreamer, and he will never give up on the dream. And I'm just not drinking the Kool-Aid here. I mean, the man, you know, graduated the top of his class from Harvard and went right to work with community service in the slums of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. But politics and the politics of Washington, as you know, can disillusion almost anybody. You know, that's my only concern.
Yes, that's why I'm saying he is very stubborn.
Good.
And with Aquarius rising, he thinks out of the box. He's very independent. You know, Aquarians are very rebellious and will do their own thing.
That's right.
And so I'm very encouraged. It's still going to be extremely hard for a long time to revamp and reform everything.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm very encouraged.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. Now, on to the look. How does it look for war in the future? Do you have any sense of those energies? You talked about Mars, and there's a whole lineup of planets.
Yes, but Mars is going to be in. It's a 2-year cycle. It's going to align with Jupiter and Neptune. That's peace.
Cool.
So I would think that's one of the big agendas for Barack Obama's administration, February into March, is how to end the war and how to send ambassadors, you know, and Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, out into the world to try to bring back, you know, respect and to calm everybody's nerves that we're not some crazy country anymore, that we really want the peace movement.
Mm-hmm.
But Mars, you know, 2009, there's going to be big change for the obvious reasons. But astrologically, Venus is going retrograde March and April. which happens every year and a half. And so that's a lot of testing and challenges with money, but particularly with our personal relationships. But Mars is going retrograde, which it does every 2 years. And that's going to retrograde the very end of December 2009 into early March 2010. And that could, Mars is about aggression and war and ego. And when it retrogrades every 2 years, it could be really frustrated ego, which could create anger and violence. And it's going to retrograde in Leo. It'll be in Leo the whole time. And Leo is very ego-oriented. And Barack Obama is a Leo. He may be, by the time Mars goes into Leo, which will be the middle of October, won't go retrograde till right before Christmas, though, that's when Barack Obama may be more motivated to start really moving things along more. Or he may even have to deal with this whole war thing, because he's saying, you know, it's going to take he's hoping it's only going to take a year and a half to wrap up the Iraq war. But maybe when the Mars goes retrograde in Leo, affecting Barack Obama, but Mars, when it retrogrades, could really frustrate the war. All that hopefulness of bringing all our troops home, there may be some delays. There may be some violence. You know, the war may, you know, turn more violent and become more frustrated from when Mars is retrograde next December 20th to early March 2010.
Mm. Well, people, you've been listening to Terrence Scardino, who's a fantastic astrologer. And let's share your website, Terry. Want to give people information about how they can reach you for consulting.
Yes, thank you. My website is astro-counseling.com. And you can always Google my name, and you can get the correct spelling on Carrie L's website. And I've introduced a new thing this year, partly because of the economics of everybody, is I've been, you know, my readings I can do anywhere in the world by phone or by Skype, and you can check my website for information on that. But I also started this summer offering a service of answering one question for $50, where I analyze the chart from your question and send out an email of a detailed report on it, along with a 6 months forecast, one of those computer-generated forecast reports, mm-hmm. and I include that also.
That's a deal.
So if you go to, if your audience checks out my website, the most important thing I forgot is every month I do these monthly video forecasts on each of the signs.
And I really do count on those.
And in a couple of more weeks, I'm going to be finishing up and posting not only January's forecast for all the 12 signs, but the forecast for all of 2009. For each of the 12 signs. So I'll be posting two videos for each sign as we go into January.
Well, I recommend people go to Terrence's website, and that's astro-counseling.com. And you have been listening to Carrie Hill's HeartLink show. And you can call in now if you have any questions on astrology. We'd love you to call in. And here's your chance. You've got a famous astrologer ready to at your beck and call here. So the U.S. toll-free number is 877-876-5227. The Canada toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And the international direct number is 530-876-3222. And Terry, you've been doing my astrology chart, And I really, I do recommend anyone who wants to have questions asked. And for $50, boy, you can get a lot of information. That's great. When you look at the future when it comes to, well, what other things are you seeing in the future? How's our freedom look, and how does energy and food and health look?
Well, we can just keep it simple. Pluto and Capricorn, there's a major restructuring, a major restructuring of business and economics. That's the Capricorn. Jupiter-Neptune alignment in Aquarius. Aquarius is also deals with thinking out of the box. It's original, innovative. So all of the alternative energy systems that we're trying to enact, that is definitely going to start, and it's going to start right away. I even think that Barack Obama is going to get somehow, I don't know how he's going to do it financially, but somehow I think he's going to really want to get this national health care system going. Even if he can't enact it in 2009, I can't imagine how he would, but get the process going. Because that Jupiter-Neptune, Neptune represents hospitals and the medical, and the Jupiter just wants to expand it, and Aquarius deals with, you know, our fellow man. Mm-hmm. So I think everything Barack Obama's had is thrown out there. He's going to try to get pushing through right away. Now, it could take 8 years, but I think he's going to start right away, and I think there's a lot of promise. I think there's definitely going to be a lot of growth with tech. You know, there's going to be all this technology that we've seen recently that just blows our mind. It's going to be even more in 2009. Mm-hmm. If you can believe that.
And wow. We have a caller. So the caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi there. My name's Alexandra.
Wonderful. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Nevada.
Okay. Do you have a question for Terry?
Yes, I do. I'm a Cancer, and I was wondering, do you see any residential moves for Cancers for 2009?
Residential moves. Well, in that, just would have to really look at your chart, your year, your time of birth.
Sure.
But for Cancers, Pluto is now in your opposite sign, which deals with relationships. And if you were thinking of leaving your town and going to a whole other city, a whole other state, that would be a dramatic change in all your relationships, which would be indicated with Pluto and Capricorn. Mm-hmm. So that's a possibility.
Are you looking to be transformed this year?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes,
also,
I am ready.
It's good for overhauling relationships, making, you know, getting rid of bad marriages, forming, you know, making rotten marriages better, getting divorces, but also falling in love.
Could you use some of that?
Well, I have plenty of the romance department. I just want to shake things up a little bit. Instead of the same old, I'm ready to get out there and rock and roll.
Well, yes, that it's going to be good for Cancers to really change their whole social environment. And so a major move would really get that going for you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That's exactly what I was wanting to hear from you. Anyways, you two are fabulous. Thank you so much. And you really hit everything right on the money tonight.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that was great. Yeah, any more callers, just keep calling in. And
well, Carrie-Elle, I'm looking at your chart.
Okay, I could use some good news now, Terry.
And Pluto is in Capricorn. It's going to be at 1 degree of Capricorn by Christmas, just like next week, through middle of January. Now, it's already been there last spring, and it's going to happen again for at that 1 degree point in July and in November. And that 1 degree point is very positive. It's going to be very positive, very good for you, because you have Mars at 1 degree of Pisces. And this angle brings in a lot of opportunity. Now, you have Mars in the seventh house of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have Mars when you were born in difficult angle to Saturn, which would have brought in a lot of difficult lessons, frustrating lessons with relationships in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But this could bring in a new relationship.
And when is this?
Pardon me?
What's the date on this one?
Well, Christmas, New Year's, you know, going into January. That's a very sexual time for you, or attracting a lot of male sexuality. It's coming again in July and coming again in December.
Okay, well, I hope someone who's listening will pick up on that. And we do have another caller, and please introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, my name's Barb. I'm calling from California.
Okay.
Hi, Barb.
Hi.
What's your question?
I'm a Scorpio, and I'm wondering, I've had some bad financial decisions. I'm wondering what would be a good month or time for me to make making new financial decisions.
Well, being a Scorpio, your ruling planet is Pluto. And every time Pluto changes signs, the last time was 95, as it, now it is currently, there's Scorpios feel at least some level of major change in their lives. Now, Pluto has been in Sag, which was the financial sector for Scorpios in general since 95. But that Pluto can bring in a lot of struggle and a lot of stress. So now that it's moved into Capricorn, you're certainly feeling a lot of, you know, a lot of shifting going on. But Capricorn's going to be so much better for you. I would say, well, we have to, you know, we can't really look at this, you know, for you, which months without looking at your birth chart. But for Scorpios in general here, February's okay, May, June is okay, the fall is okay. I don't mean to say that the other months are bad. I was just trying to think off the top of my head what would be what months would even be better for you.
Okay, so those would be a stronger month to
stronger
check
months.
Out new things and things
February,
like that.
May, June. But you're moving into a much better period than you've been in, so.
Oh, good.
So that's the main thing.
Well, and to kind of follow with that, I keep hearing that people should own gold or have gold. Is there
a
sign that goes with gold?
Yes. Leo.
Okay.
Represents gold. And with Jupiter moving into the opposite sign of Leo, which is Aquarius, that is one indicator through all of 2009 that gold could really expand. But there's a major financial astrologer, his name Ray Merriman, and he was predicting that from the fall of 08 through the spring of 09, that gold would come back. And I was always wondering why gold dropped so drastically with the economy being so bad.
Yes.
But I was always encouraged that the gold would come back because a large portion of my small little investments in life are wrapped up in gold.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm optimistic, and gold has shot up like over $100, nearly $150 since the past week.
Yeah.
So
So
it'll probably
so
drop again, but it looks good in 09, I would think, with Jupiter
okay.
in Aquarius.
So I should follow the path of the gold sign rather than my own sign in those situations?
No, I'm just saying that Jupiter in Aquarius should be better for gold because it's in the opposite sign of the sign that rules gold.
Oh, anything okay. that Jupiter is aspecting to is enhanced,
yes.
pretty much.
So gold okay. will expand out into the world. That's what Jupiter in Aquarius can mean.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Great questions.
Happy
thank
holidays.
You.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Terry, okay. I'm going to get my buy gold, it sounds like. Of course, I'm sure, you know, people are catching on to that one. That is a pretty
hard. Oh, it just makes common sense,
yeah.
and I'm not an expert. But if you just know a little bit about economics on a practical level, you can't keep churning out the printing press of money because it's just making money more and more worthless. But they're doing it hoping it will jumpstart the economy, and so the economy will bring back the tax revenues and repay back all this money that's being printed, right? But in the meantime, for a number of years, as we're trying to dig ourselves out of this tremendous debt, I would think that gold would go up in value.
Yes, makes sense. Now, is there anything, before someone else calls in, I want to get my questions in about
yes,
my chart.
Yes, ask more questions. Oh, here's another thing. I said that Pluto with your Mars in your seventh of relationships can attract male sexuality to you. The solar eclipse on January 26 will be at 6 degrees of Aquarius, which repeats about every 18, 19 years. And it's sitting right on your love planet at
right.
almost 2 degrees of Aquarius.
Okay.
So are you in a romantic relationship now?
No. So anyone out there?
I predict, everybody, that's when you should call me back after you've had your fourth date. I think Carrie L. is going to at least be dating a man in 2009, and it could be, and you might even meet this person, or at least start seeing how that you're a little bit more outgoing and flirtatious during these coming holidays.
These hot periods.
Yes, it'll be a sexy time for you.
All right. Well, you're so cute, and I appreciate that. How's my economic situation like? I've been having the Saturn in my second house.
Well, Saturn has just entered your second,
mm-hmm.
as of what as we went into November in or October, and it will be there for the next couple of years, and it's opposite. It's in Virgo, opposite your Pisces. So whenever Saturn every 30 years is opposite your sun sign, you're feeling really discouraged. The weight of the world is on your shoulders. Saturn is in your second house of money. You're feeling really worried about money. But here's the good news. It's happened to me already. I've seen it happen with almost all of my clients. When Saturn moves into the second, it brings the reality, that Saturn, that you've got to get serious about making money.
Mm.
And usually the reality is you're afraid that you don't have enough money or that, you know, you're losing money.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere by the middle towards the end of that cycle, and it's only like a 2-year cycle approximately, people end up making more money mm-hmm. because they took a second job, they took a night class so they could, you know, enhance their job skills, whatever. You are in a period where you're so concerned about making money that I think you're going to be making the right choices to make more money for the next 30 years over this next couple of years. And that Pluto to the Mars is... outside of the relationship thing, it could be you going into a business partnership to make more money. But Pluto to Mars, just psychologically, Mars is being very ambitious. and Pluto is being obsessed and powerful. And I just think that you are going to be really pushing to make more money. And Jupiter is right now moving into your sixth house of the job market, your job skills for most of 2009. I think you're going to be really expanding your workload. You're becoming more ambitious. You may even go into some kind of business contract or business partnership. And you may be afraid and nervous, but it's all going to start working out. And maybe you need to be uncomfortable to really motivate you more than ever. But I'm thinking it's going to turn for you for the better.
Great, great. Well, yeah, I definitely have more of a drive now. There's no question about that.
You know, and that drive will enhance more and more. Throughout, as that Pluto's on the Mars, beginning of January, more in July, more in November. Now, you're going to you may be really nervous about it, but it's going to motivate you more than you've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also somehow connected with your sexuality mm-hmm. coming more to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're all dealing with the, everyone on the planet with the Saturn, opposite Uranus, and this like back and forth energy between the sense of status quo and chaos, or the sense of expansion and going on to new things.
Yes.
Versus having to be stuck in a, you know, what's your sense about that for everybody right now?
Chaotic, and those who are stubborn or into fear, it will be the most problematic. But again, I'm excited because that Pluto in Capricorn is suggesting a major overhaul in business economics, right? And Saturn is the ruling planet of Capricorn, and Saturn is opposite Uranus, and Uranus is innovation. It's so this is a cycle that happens every 45 years, but this 45 years it'll even be more significant because Saturn is the ruling planet of Capricorn, and Pluto's in Capricorn. So to follow all of that, I think that those people who take risks, who, you know, are trying to think out of the box, try something new, but then the consciousness of Washington is to have alternative energy and green industry.
Mm.
And it's being motivated more than ever because of fear of economic collapse.
Mm.
So they're throwing the whole kitchen sink into all alternative business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the positive of Uranus, which represents liberation and innovation, versus Saturn, the old system. So if you're trying to go back to the old ways of working, the old consciousness, it's unstable. That's the Uranus. But if you're trying to do something completely different, as Washington is trying to do something completely different, we're going to be able to break out of the old paradigm of old, you know, that old business structure and do something fresh and new and original. So I just think this is going to be so good, even though it's going to be painful until people start to feel more confidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had, you know, the Venus, Jupiter just recently, that wonderful energy. And, you know, I think of women coming into their own these days more and more. What do you see happening with women?
Well, I just read from an astrologer that reminded me of just that. It's a good thing to be wrapping up this interview.
Mm-hmm.
Mars went retrograde for the first time in the chart of the United States of America by progressions. Planets, you know, move about 1 degree per year of life. And that just happened this fall. And Mars is male sexual energy and male ego. And Mars going retrograde, all that male domination is regressing. And in fact, as this astrologer that I was reading was pointing out, that we're having more female senators ever in the history of America now.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is this more pull towards work and government with women. So it's becoming more balanced. But that's the age of Aquarius that's coming in, and that Jupiter-Neptune alignment in Aquarius. Aquarius isn't feminine. It's more androgynous energy, but it's more equality, that everybody, black and white, man and woman, are equal. And that's the tone that is being set with this Jupiter-Neptune alignment in Aquarius, and there's Barack Obama with his Aquarius rising.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So we can look forward to, I just feel that we're shifting out of, like you just said, that ego-oriented, force-oriented energy into a much more
user-friendly. Yes, also Mars going inward is, as opposed to outward, and Mars is ego and male energy, inward is feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Mars energy, which is more masculine, is becoming more feminized,
mm-hmm.
which is more about peace and reconciliation and allowing more women to be a part of the system.
Mm-hmm. In so many different institutions, not just politics, but really in so many ways.
So many ways.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Terrence. You are a
delight. Are we done? Wow.
We're coming to the end here. If you have anything you want to share, I just wanted to see if you had any last minute, something else.
My last thought, which I think has been bleeding through this entire interview, has been that back in August, September into early October, I was frightened. But I am so optimistic that America voted Barack Obama, and watching what he's doing and looking at the astrology of what's coming up, it's going to be hard because there's a lot of work to do. That's Pluto in Capricorn, getting your hands dirty and working hard, but a big payoff from all the hard work. So I'm very optimistic of the next decade.
You see us coming more together rather than being so divided.
Yes, that's Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's I could certainly appreciate that. We've been so polarized in this country, and it would be a nice thing to have a change.
Yes.
So, wonderful. And
well, thank you, Carrie-Elle, for having me on, and happy holiday and Merry Christmas.
And you've been listening to my guest, Terrence Gardino. And his website is astro-counseling.com. And this is Carrie-Elle's HeartLink Show. And please do go to my website at heartlinkinstitute.com or simply carrie-elle.com. And thank you for a fascinating show. We could go on, and I'll have you back, Terry.
Thank you very much, Carrie-Elle.
And I want to thank BBS Radio for allowing us to have shows that expand our consciousness like this one. And listen next time when I'll have a special rebroadcast of William Henry, who it will be on my show again soon, I hope, coming in the 2009. But this rebroadcast, you've got to hear. It's so fantastic. And then we'll have in January Barbara Han Clow. I'm so excited about that one. So, and do listen next time, and thank you for listening this time. I'm so glad we've been able to connect and broaden our horizons towards more freedom, light, and love. And have a great day. Bye-bye.